여자 커피 한 잔에 여유를 아는 품격 있는 여자 밤이 오면 심장이 뜨거워지는 여자 그런 반전 있는 여자
Never miss a minute of the Generic Live Show. Find us on Blog Talk Radio. Just search Generic Live Show and listen. This is the Generic Live Show with Dale Campbell.
Thanks for joining us. Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show. Thanks for joining us. It's glad to be here. Good to be with you. It's Dale Campbell with you for a Sunday. Isn't this amazing? I found this and I reckon it's going to be on my list forever. Here we go. Ready?
Open Gangnam Style.
That is, it's a mashup of Gundam Style and Ghostbusters called Gangnam Busters. It's by far off. Thank you for allowing us to play that. It's amazing. So check it out if you haven't already. But you know what that means? Everyone's favorite segment is back. It's a review of a review, and we haven't got much time left on the show, so we're going to make this, I was going to do a rapid fire, but I found a long one. That is making me so happy. I read it briefly in commercial break, and wow, okay. There are 10 points. Okay. There are 10 points in this movie. The review title is, This Movie Makes Me So Sad. Now, this is by Girly Card L on IMDb. It's one star. Now, keep in mind that I'm not going to try and make this as least hostile. What? Okay. First, there are too many commas in this sentence. So here we go. I'm going to say all the commas. Here we go. Ready? Now, comma. Keep in mind that I'm going to make this as least hostile as possible, comma. But when this movie is this hypercritical, comma, bigoted, comma, and ignorant, comma, there is nothing good that can be said about it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 commas. I mean, I'm not the most... Here we go. I'm not the most grammatical person in the world, but... Yeah. Yeah. One. Oh, sorry. Except for the people who are literally bribed into writing positive reviews. One. This movie was stolen. Everything in the... It's called a reboot, love, first of all. Second of all, everything in this movie was stolen from the first two. It's called a reboot, you twat! They literally did... Okay. Alright. One. This movie was stolen. Everything in this movie was stolen from the first two. All they did was literally take the first movie and replace the action parts with the horror parts. Oh my god. Alright, we're going to run long. This is going to be a long one. Two, the sexism. This is probably the most sexist movie I've seen since Doomsday Machine. Oh my god. They replaced the entire main cast with only women to appeal to radical feminists. When your ideology discriminates against who you can cast in a role, that is called feminist. No, and that's not a good thing. No, that's called Hollywood, and first of all, second of all, I kind of agree with the sexism point. I mean, they did have male actors in there, though. Anyway, we're running super late today, so I don't want to go super long. The bland, lobotomized token male. Oh, the bland, lobotomized token male. Pretty much the only main character who was a man turned into a stereotype. He is useless, annoying, fake, and had an IQ below sea level.
Wow. Ouch.
By the way, I'm going to use that as an insult. An IQ level below... Below sea level. I'm adding words in here that belong in here, by the way. Was clearly to pretend to be Brad Pitt, but none of the acting talent. He is also hired because of his looks, and that's Chris Hemsworth? Liam Hemsworth? One of the Hemsworth brothers. By the way, because they tried to get Brad Pitt, but he turned it down. I'm rolling my eyes so hard right now. 4, the racism. The only black character turned into a loud, annoying, street-smart stereotype.
Fair.
5, the CG. It's terrible. Very cartoon-like. Duffy Duck the early years. I mean, you didn't have to put Duffy Duck in there, but anyway. 6, the acting. Not a single main character in the movie could act. No one. It looked like grade school drama club. Okay. Sentences are structurally fine, actually. I'll give this person that. 7, the comedy. Every single joke felt flat. I didn't laugh once at anything they said. Well, okay, first of all, duh. That sentence goes without saying because you sat there and wanted to write this one-star review. Okay, let me talk about this for a second. We are really late, but I don't really care at this point. I'm having too much fun. You went to sit down to this, to have this, to sit down and do this one-star review. You had intention to do this one-star review. Then you threw the sentence in there that says that you didn't laugh once because you were annoyed. Ugh. Many of the jokes were sexist too. The trailer, perfect summary of the movie. Every single joke was dumbed down because Paul Feig had no respect for his audience. Well, that's not true. He just wanted something. Yeah, anyway. The entitlement. The cast director have been throwing a hissy fit every time. This sentence is terrible. The cast and director have been throwing a hissy fit ever since people saw what garbage was first. Oh yeah, that sentence, I'm not even trying to dissect it. Pretty much everyone cracked up the shits because everyone hated the trailer. 9, so boring. This movie didn't take any chances, didn't expand the Ghostbusters universe in any way. It's called a reboot, love. 10, the product placement, it's everywhere. There might have not been a single scene where there were advertising in the background. It may be long for the days of food fight. Weird. In conclusion, nobody should give their money to lazy fat cats again. I, for one, will never be buying another Sony product in my life. If you pay to see this movie, you are a bad person. Okay. Wow. All right. We're running late, so I'm going to give this review a 6 because there are some pretty dirt lines in here, but she was very eloquent of what she was trying to say. I'll give her that. Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday. That was a review of a review. Glad I could be here with you. It's Dale Campbell. It's 11:02.